We are hoping and wishing that things happen. But when you're in faith, the Bible says, Abraham, what did he do? He didn't stagger at the promise of God. He didn't stagger. What is stagger? Waver. He didn't. In other words, when God gave him a promise, and we concluded that the promise, everybody say the promise. The promise is what causes you not to waver. Everybody say amen. The promise that God had given Abram, he gave Abram a promise that he would be the father of many nations and that he would be blessed so until to the point that all of the families of the earth would be blessed through him. Is that right? So the reality here was the promise of him being a blessing, the promise of him being able to be the father of many nations was what caused him. The Bible says he grew in faith. Abraham was not when God first gave him the promise, he was not strong in faith, but the Bible said he grew strong in faith. So in other words, all of the things that we go through in life when we are believing God, and many, I'm sure every one of us have something that we are believing God for, because the reality is if you are a believer, you should have something up before God right now that you are believing God for. There should not be a time in your life that you are not believing God for something. Why? Because faith becomes a part of our life. Because the Bible then tells us, I'm just kind of recapping real quick, the just shall what? If you're just, then you need to be living by your faith. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13 says what? We having the same spirit of faith. We found out that faith is a spirit. And you got to have the spirit of faith on your life. And the spirit of faith is this, according as it is written where? In the manual, in the word of God. You find it, whatever you're believing God for, you find the scripture that's written in the word of God. I believe it. Then you believe it, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore what? Speak. In other words, when you can find whatever it is you're believing God for in the word of God, you then have to begin to believe that word. And then when you believe it, you begin to speak it out of your mouth. You won't back up when you don't see something happening. Faith. The spirit of faith, we said that the spirit of faith, when you have, say, for instance, if a person have a spirit on their life, what happens to that person? They are controlled by that spirit. Am I right? So if we have the same spirit of faith, then faith has to become a spirit of control over our lives. Yes. Touch your neighbor and say, he's preaching better than you saying amen. Glory to God. Come on, tell somebody a spirit. You got to have a spirit of faith. In other words, this spirit must control my life. This spirit of faith must control my every decision. This spirit of faith must control my every action. We're talking about having a spirit of faith. Then you got to understand that when I have a spirit, I'm under control of whatever spirit that I have. And it's all right to have the Holy Spirit. And it's all right to have the spirit of faith operating in your life. Why? Because the Bible says the just shall live. This is how we live. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Is that something? Oh. Y'all act like y'all been saved all y'all life. This is how we do it. This is how we roll over here in the kingdom. This is how it is. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, this is how it is. If you expect God's best in your life, this is how it's done. It's by faith. And see, faith, when you got a spirit of faith, man, you got assurance. See, it comes with assurance. Assurance comes with the spirit of faith. It comes. It's automatic. When you got the spirit of faith, you have assurance. You have confirmation. Why? Because I have the promise. The promise of what he said is written. And according to what is written, if God said it, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this morning, stop belaboring whether or not God desires to bless you. Stop contemplating and stop worrying. Are we going to be blessed? What you just did while ago, a few minutes ago, by positioning yourselves in your tithe, when you gave your tithe, that was your confirmation. That was your guarantee that I will be blessed in my finances. Man, y'all gonna make me preach. I'm trying to. Got 19 minutes left. Can you hear what I'm saying? See, once you go and pay your taxes, you ain't got to worry about them coming and putting a lien on your house because you of unpaid taxes. In the natural. When your responsibilities have been met, then you can be, you know, somebody come to your house and say, your taxes have been, oh, yeah, hey, they've been paid. You got confidence, right? You have an assurance. Why? Why do you have it? Because I got proof. I got a cancel check. Huh? And our faith is proof. It's our cancel check. Only thing you got to do is refer to it. Somebody start questioning your faith. Only thing you got to do is say, hey, praise God. I believe God. Right. See, only thing he's asking us to do now is to believe. That's all God said. He said all things. Everybody say all things. Touch, lean on your neighbor. Look, tell them all things. And if somebody's trying to sleep, if they go to sleep, I'm napping, go to slapping. No, this is going to bless your life. You don't need to be napping on this. I didn't see nobody napping, but if somebody decided if they was feeling like it, just see them nap and slap. Because you're doing them a favor. Touch your name and say, all things are possible if I can believe. Believing becomes easy when you know and have an assurance of what you're believing. When you know, I believe God. Why do I believe God? Because God's word said it, and if he said it, it cannot fail. So stop belaboring whether or not God want to bless you and go ahead and be blessed.